Coinbase X402 protocol has a $7 billion ecosystem and $28,000 in daily volume, and half the transactions are fake. The gap between what Silicon Valley says AI agent commerce will become and what it actually is right now can be measured in a single ratio, $7 billion to $28,000. X402, the agentic payments protocol, backed by Coinbase and championed by A16Z crypto partner Noah Levine, was built to let AI agents pay each other in stablecoins for API calls, data feeds, and compute resources. The protocol takes its name from HTTP 402, a status code reserved in the early days of the internet for web-native payments that never materialized. Three decades later, X402 is trying again. The results so far, according to CoinDesk's analysis published on March 11, 2026, are sobering. $7 billion of ecosystem, $28,000 of commerce. The numbers tell the story before any commentary can. The X402 ecosystem carries an approximate market capitalization of $7 billion, inflated substantially by Chainlink's $6.3 billion LINK token market cap through its integration role. Against that valuation, the protocol processes roughly $28,000 in daily volume across about 131,000 transactions. The average payment size is approximately $0.20. One day in February stood out 3.8 million transactions generating around $2 million in volume. That was the peak. Every other day has been a fraction of that figure. For context, Bitcoin, trading at $69,044 as of March 11, 2026, processes over $49 billion in daily volume. Even the stablecoin market, which added $13 billion in new supply since February 1st, dwarfs X402's throughput by orders of magnitude. The fear and greed index sits at 25 fear, and even in a risk-off environment, capital flows elsewhere. Half the activity is bots trading with themselves. The volume problem is compounded by a quality problem. CoinDesk's reporting found that roughly half of all observed X402 transactions reflect artificial activity. This includes self-dealing, where the same wallet acts as both buyer and seller, and wash trading, where one party funds the buyer's wallet for immediate return transactions. Eric Reppel, Coinbase's head of engineering for its developer platform and the founder of X402, has acknowledged the protocol is in early experimental stages. The activity breakdown suggests that much of what exists on X402 today is infrastructure testing and developer experimentation, rather than genuine commerce between AI agents performing real work. This is a familiar pattern in crypto. DeFi protocols, NFT marketplaces, and Layer 2 networks have all experienced periods where internal activity inflated metrics beyond organic demand. The difference here is the narrative weight. Both Brian Armstrong, Coinbase CEO, and CZ's Binance have publicly promoted the vision of AI agents transacting autonomously, lending the concept an outsized profile relative to its current traction. The micropayment problem that keeps coming back X402 is not the first attempt to make micropayments work on the internet. Bitcoin's Lightning Network was supposed to enable sub-cent payments for content and services. Brave's Basic Attention Token, BAT, tried to monetize browser attention with small crypto payments. Decentralized compute marketplaces have experimented with pay-per-use models for years. None of these achieved mainstream adoption. The core issue has remained consistent: processing fees, whether on-chain gas costs or payment processor margins, frequently exceed the value of the transaction itself. A $0.20 payment that costs $0.15 in fees is economically irrational for both parties. X402 tries to solve this by embedding stablecoin payments directly into the HTTP layer, cutting out intermediary payment processors entirely. In theory, an AI agent requesting an image classification from another agent can attach a stablecoin payment to the API call itself. No invoicing, no settlement delays, no minimum transaction thresholds. In practice, the agents are not buying much. McKinsey says trillions, the blockchain says thousands. The investment thesis behind X402 rests on a McKinsey projection that AI agents could mediate $3 to $5 trillion in global consumer commerce by 2030. That projection has become a fixture of pitch decks and keynote presentations across the crypto AI intersection. The gap between that forecast and X402's current state is not merely large, it is the difference between a rounding error and a global financial system. At $28,000 per day, X402 would need to grow roughly 300,000x to reach even the low end of McKinsey's range, assuming it captured 100% of AI-mediated commerce. That is not a growth trajectory. It is a category that does not yet exist in any commercially meaningful way. A16Z's Noah Levine has argued that the infrastructure must exist before demand materializes, a build-it-and-they-will-come strategy that has worked for some crypto protocols, Ethereum's smart contract layer being the most cited example, and failed for others, most Layer 1 competitors that launched with capacity but never attracted users. What real merchants are not doing, the most telling data point may be the absence of real merchants. CoinDesk's analysis found that genuine commercial participants on X402, software companies charging other software for API access, code testing, or data processing, remain extremely rare. The protocol is primarily used by developers testing integrations and by bots running circular transactions. This creates a chicken and egg problem. AI agents will not adopt X402 for payments until there are services worth paying for on X402. Service providers will not build on X402 until there are agents with wallets ready to pay. Both sides are waiting for the other, and the $28,000 in daily volume suggests neither side has blinked. For holders of crypto cards and stablecoin-denominated wallets, the X402 experiment is worth watching but not yet worth acting on. If AI agent commerce does eventually materialize stablecoin infrastructure, the same USDC and USDT rails that power everyday crypto card spending will likely serve as the settlement layer. The plumbing is the same. The demand is what is missing. The hype cycle has a measurement problem. AI agent commerce sits at the intersection of two of the most heavily promoted narratives in technology, artificial intelligence and crypto payments. Both attract capital far in advance of product market fit. Both generate ecosystem valuations that reflect potential rather than performance. X402's contribution to the conversation is accidental transparency. By building on-chain, every transaction is auditable. Unlike traditional payment volumes that can be inflated through opaque internal metrics, X402's $28,000 daily throughput and 50% artificial activity rate are publicly verifiable. The protocol's openness is simultaneously its greatest strength and its most uncomfortable feature. The broader crypto market, with BTC at $69,644, 1.6% over 24 hours, ETH at $2,013, 2.2%, and SOL at $85.39, 2.0%, as of March 11th, is not in a mood to reward narratives over numbers. The Fear and Greed Index at 25 reflects a market that wants proof before it pays a premium,